Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wow, this is awesome.
Well, it ain't bad. Great to have you along. Nice to still have the sun shining here at 7 minutes after six on the last day of winter. Hear me, God. Welcome in. Here we go. Bonus hour is now underway. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, phone number 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. Speaking of which, in on the text line, hi, Bobby. Fox is going down. Hopefully they wake up. Pretty repulsive what's going on with the left. Amazing how they can get away with all their crimes. Yeah. Did you hear today? I mentioned it in the first hour of the show. In addition to Fox hiring Donna Brazile, the leaker from CNN, Paul Ryan has now been invited to join the board of directors at Fox. Okay, there's another good move. Bob, where is the journalistic integrity with anyone, anywhere, ever giving Donna Brazile another job? At least as a journalist. Yeah. Bertha, Bob, her name is Bertha C. Justice. Gotcha. And I think this is in relation to Lou's call right before the news. How come, you know, nobody's going to jail on the left? Texter merely says, Bueller, Barr. Yeah. Where is the Attorney General? Boy, he's a big improvement. Yeah, right. Bobby, justice may be blind, but she always goes to the highest bidder. Bobby, on Facebook, I saw a post that said Madonna's 57, her boyfriend is 24. Tina Turner is 77, and her boyfriend is 42. J-Lo is 44 and her boyfriend is 28. So girls, if you're still single, relax. Your boyfriend hasn't even been born yet. Bob, about Five Guys being expensive? Well, I'm thinking since you're a Scot, you're never going to eat at Five Guys unless somebody else is buying. Short arms and long pockets. Who, me? Alligator arms? Waiting for someone to pick up the check? Bobby, a thing I learned from How I Met Your Mother, half age plus seven rule. Take your age, cut it in half, and add seven. If she's below that, she's too young for you. All right. To the phones we go. My buddy Orlando is back this afternoon to lead off the bonus hour. Orlando, what is up with you, my friend?
Well, I got a new job, December 17th, so that was a nice Christmas present. I have a great boss. I have two lady bosses who are just awesome, and I'm working for an awesome hospital system, man. I'm really excited about my job. I'm able to use my business education that I went back to school to get, along with my 24 years in hospital bedside patient care. So it's a wonderful time for me.
Well, good for you, Orlando, and congratulations on the new gig. I hope it turns out to do really, really well for you.
I'm having a blast, man, and my daughter got accepted to Wofford, so Dad just got to figure out a way to pay for it.
Wow, go Terriers. They made it to the big dance.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for my family and just everything's going really well.
That's terrific.
I just wanted to do a recap, Bobby Mack. How do we get here with all the Mueller investigation? The American people stood up and voted for what their values were, and Donald Trump won the election. And it hadn't been for tampering, he would have won in a landslide.
Yep.
And I submit to you that by 2020, he is going to win in a landslide because the left has gone off kilter and showed their hand. I mean, we got here because we won an election fair and square. The American people chose. They lost. And we know that the Steele dossier is a complete fiction.
Sure.
How can you build charges on something that we know that somebody paid another person to write this work of fiction and then submit it as fact. Now we know it's not fact, and we're still continuing with the investigation.
Yeah, it's absurd.
It makes no sense to me.
No, it doesn't to me either.
Especially in my life, Bobby Mack. The American economy is screaming as fast as it's going.
Yep.
People who haven't worked in years, who've tried everything to get a job, work dead-end jobs, and now really making money. You've got a mother that was working as a daycare worker for $8.25, but the industry is needing workers so much, she's going back to school now. She's making $25 an hour as a welder. That's going over all over the country.
Yep.
Our country economically is doing better than it has been. We're stocking conservative judges. We're pushing back against the liberal tide of socialism and communism that hasn't worked in the history of the world. Just read it. And you got a modern day example of what's going on in Venezuela. That doesn't work. A free market economy does work. Communism doesn't. So we're moving the needle in the other direction. What I am praying for is a revival spiritually, so
yeah,
that we will know that even though people cheat, they lie, that there's another life coming. Nobody gets away with anything. Nobody cooks God's books. Nobody can fool or pull the wool over his eyes. Those people are going to pay either in this life or the next.
You
it's
bet.
Funny how people get caught up in their crimes, and it's unexpected. The other thing that I pray for, I pray for the soul of America, that we can get back to realizing that we do have a maker, and he has a plan for our life, and he's given us certain talents to do certain things, and that's the most important thing. And the other thing is that the American people will stand up in 2020 and say, we do want apple pie. We do want to help grandma across the street, that we want to take care of real problems. The planet's been here for 6,000 years or more, according to Bible stats, and probably millions of years, according to other people's stats. But the fact of the matter is, the planet can take care of itself. It's us I'm worried about. We got the opioid epidemic we got to take care of. We got human trafficking that we have to take care of. And we also have to take care of our elderly and a huge number of baby boomers that we need health care for. We don't have enough health care workers. Plus, we had a beautiful health care system until we passed Obamacare.
Yep.
Now we're trying to regroup from the ashes in health care. So we got real problems we need to focus on. And I'm praying that we have a spiritual revival and then that the silent majority will stand up and say, hey, we don't want this liberal foolishness. We don't want the Green New Deal. We want to live. We want to raise our kids in a safe environment. We want our law enforcement to be able to do their jobs with impunity as far as letting them do the job the right way. And we also want to get the bad actors out of law enforcement. But
sure,
There's not that many. It's just the hype and the lies that we get fed every day. We got real problems. The Green New Deal, saving the planet is not a problem. We're going to have to save ourselves. Literally, we need to be saved by Jesus Christ. Admit that we're sinners and we don't have the answers. After we look to him, then we need to set about the real work of returning our country to the greatness where we were. Because we've always been a country that looked to the Lord, and then we rolled up our sleeves and we went to work.
Yeah, and
we
have and we've been graced as a result. And you're absolutely right, Oando, as usual. There has never been a more disgraced political system on the face of the planet or a more failed one than socialism. And I think the left has totally sailed off the edge of the map in pushing all this stuff. And I think they'll pay the price in November of 2020.
Yeah, I think they will too, Bobby. But our moral bankruptcy is our biggest problem. And
yep,
we'll have to look up. But, you know, eventually sometimes in life you're so far pushed down by your own, you know, mistakes and things that you've done off
uh-huh.
the road, that you have to look up and say, Lord, help me. And that's where America is now. We need to be saying, Lord, help us, help guide us, get us through these difficult days coming up.
Yeah, amen to that. Well said, Oando, as always. Again, congratulations on the job, and I know that you'll be a huge success.
I've been benefited from the Lord's blessings and grace, man. That's the only thing I can attribute to, and I'm so happy now.
Yep, you and me both. Oando, God bless. Take care, and talk to you again soon.
Well, we'll do it, man.
Appreciate it. Take care, brother. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here, and then be right back.
Work, 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 work.
I know, it's never ending, but it is a labor of love. 6:20 here on the Bobby Mack Show, 20 minutes after 6 in the bonus hour. Great messages in on the text line, 71307. Hello, Bob. Oando is on point, as always. He's absolutely inspiring. I'm a former 7th Group snake eater that had to deal with socialists and communists on many occasions in Central and South America. That would be special forces guys, snake eaters. It's our word for those guys. They describe themselves that way, too. I will say this to the leftists. Be advised, we are ready to deal with you here the way we dealt with them there. De oppresso libre. Yeah, special forces motto. Bob, I don't know who's cooler, you or Orlando. That one's easy. Orlando. Bob, can Orlando run against Lindsey Graham? He has my vote. Texter says, let Orlando preach it. Bobby Orlando, exclamation points. What a nice treat to hear him on your show today, Bobby Mack. I feel blessed to be able to hear his logic. Thank you, Orlando, from Kathy. Orlando for president, 2024. It all sounds good, Orlando, but AOC says, yeah, right. Bobby Mack, I'm so disgusted with all the subjects that Democrats are bringing up. I'm about ready to go crazy and just turn off my life in politics. They're so far left, they don't belong on planet Earth. Bobby, J-Lo is 49. Her fiancé is 43. Oh, okay. Bobby, I think Five Guys are cutting back. Every time I go, I only see three guys, and sometimes one of the guys is a girl. Wow. Bobby, Donna Brazil, like where the nuts come from. Speaking of nuts, headline from rollcall.com, Colorado joins effort to elect presidents by popular vote and go around the Electoral College. Colorado has become the latest state and the first swing state to join a group pledging to elect presidents based on who wins a national popular vote. 11 other states and D.C. have signed on to the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, an agreement that requires those states to select their presidential electors based on who wins the most individual votes nationwide, regardless of which candidate wins in their state. Colorado's governor, Jared Polis, signed a bill Friday bringing the state into the compact. It only goes into effect once states with a total of 270 electoral votes, the number needed to win a presidential election, have signed on. With the addition of Colorado bringing the electoral count of states in the compact to 181, reaching the 270 point before the 2020 election appears unlikely. Supporters say the concept would create a fairer basis for presidential elections by essentially going around the Electoral College and creating a system where each individual vote counts the same. It would also motivate potential voters in non-swing states to come out to the polls, supporters say. Although Colorado has trended more solidly Democratic in recent elections, the state represents the first traditional swing state to join the effort. Every other state in the compact has voted for the Democratic presidential candidate in every election since at least 1992. In other words, they're solid blue states. Getting a battleground state like Colorado is really important to us, says Barry Fadum, the president of the nonprofit National Popular Vote, Inc. The other states that have signed on since 07, California, Connecticut, Hawaii, Illinois, Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington, and D.C. Legislatures in Delaware and New Mexico have also passed bills in those states, though their governors haven't yet signed them. Norman Williams, a law professor at Willamette University, Salem, Oregon, said he supports the idea of a national popular vote, but is doubtful the National Popular Vote Compact could stand a constitutional challenge. That's been my point all along. The Constitution lays out a state-by-state approach for presidential elections. Adhering to the national popular vote contradicts that. Well, of course it does. I mean, do we want New York, Boston, Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, and maybe Dallas, I guess. Do we want those big cities electing the president? It essentially would disenfranchise every voter in South Carolina. The professor, though, rejects the view that it would be found unconstitutional, saying the Constitution leaves to the states the absolute right to dictate how it chooses electors, including through a national popular vote. Well, we'll see about that. But, Williams said, the state-by-state approach of the compact would present operational challenges. Each state sets its own rules for who is eligible to vote, and importantly, when a recount is triggered. Any one state refusing to conduct a recount would undermine confidence in the entire election's legitimacy, he said. The compact also includes a clause prohibiting states from pulling out. See what they're trying to do here? Professor Williams said that would be unenforceable and would likely be one of the issues leading to a court challenge. Now, hypothetically, if the compact were in place in 2020 and President Trump won the popular vote nationwide, California legislators would be under immense political pressure to pull out of the compact and award the state's electoral votes to the Democrat challenger, he said. It's going to be very difficult to explain to Californians, to your California constituents, as a California representative or senator, why you're casting California's electoral votes against the wishes of a supermajority of Californians in favor of Donald Trump. And that will be true in all of the states that are having to cast their electoral votes against the wishes of how the state voted. After the 2016 election, the second in the last five, when the Republican candidate won the presidency while losing the popular vote, the issue has become more partisan. No Republican lawmakers voted for the bill in Colorado or New Mexico. In Delaware, two Republican senators joined Democrats to vote in favor, but no House Republicans did. Overall, support for a national popular vote dipped after the 2016 presidential election, especially among Republicans, according to a Gallup poll. The poll, which asked about a constitutional amendment on the national popular vote conducted within weeks of Election Day, found 47% of voters said they favored keeping the current Electoral College system, up from 35% in 2011. Among Republicans and Republican-leaning independents, only 19% supported changing the system, down from 54% in 2011. Sylvia Bernstein, an activist in Colorado, said she became aware of the effort after the 2016 election and connected with a national group. She said she joined up because she was frustrated with the 2016 election. Well, you know what? If you're frustrated with the results of the last election, how about win the next one? That's your goal. And if you think you're going to do it with the AOCs and the Spartacus candidates of the world and Uncle Joe Biden, good luck with that. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. Boneheads in the News is on the other side of the real news here on WORD. Welcome back. Here we are in the last half of the bonus hour, cruising right along on Tuesday the text line. Bobby, seen a libtard on Wade Hampton with a Green Party sticker for Rogers and Barnes 2020. Should I dump him? Laugh out loud. Bob, the elimination of the Electoral College by anything but a constitutional means is, well, unconstitutional. Also, interstate compacts are technically treaties, which the individual states are constitutionally denied that power. Wanted to tell you, Bobby Mack, you're even heard of the great state with a great voice of the Great Lakes, because I told them I played a tape of your show, and they really appreciated you. Greg Ashton, formerly WJR, Motown, Detroit. Yeah, great station. Anthony, are you listening to Orlando? Bobby, Orlando would have my vote, too. Bobby Mack, the only way the Democrats win is to try and cheat in every which way they can. The only way they're going to pull into this election in 2020, Trump will have his way. But if we don't take a careful eye what the left is talking about, it could be a reality. It's just that it's so tiring listening to it. Yeah, no kidding. Gotcha. Okay, here we go. Time for today's, Tuesday's edition of...
Boneheads in the News.
Yes. Anybody that's ever lived in the wild environs of the North or a place where they have real winter could probably appreciate this 37-year-old guy in northern Michigan. Car got stuck in the snow last week. Then police showed up after there were multiple reports of gunshots. Now, this was in Hancock, Michigan. That's in the UP, Upper Peninsula, right there above Wisconsin. So who got shot? Thankfully, no one did. It turned out the guy was so ticked off he couldn't get his car out of the snowbank. He started shooting the snowbank. Works for me. Police found a Glock in his car, several spent shell casings on the ground next to the snowbank. He shot it multiple times. Probably emptied the mag, would be my attitude. Police also realized, what is it we often say in stories of this type, Moneypenny? Alcohol may have been involved. Not clear what charges he may be facing. Wow. Just wow. Indiana man who accidentally shot himself in the junk has been charged with carrying a handgun without a license. I'm guessing this is the least of his worries at this point. Mark Anthony Jones, 46, old enough to know better, facing a Class A misdemeanor weapons charge in connection with a February 28th incident in Marion. A decision to charge Jones was made this month by the Grant County Prosecutor's Office after police forwarded the case to the prosecutor for review. Jones, who lives in Marion, is the subject of an active arrest warrant filed in the city court. According to the cops, Jones suffered an accidental self-inflicted gunshot injury. That would be what we refer to as an AD, an accidental discharge.
That's just nuts, Bobby.
While walking on a Marion street. During a hospital interview, he told the cops he had a high point 9 milli tucked in his waistband when the weapon began to slip. No, it was not in a holster. See, too much Hollywood, Moneypenny. Too much Hollywood. When Jones said he realized that he had to reach down to adjust the gun, guess what? Yeah, the firearm discharged. They're prone to do that. The bullet entered just above his junk and exited his scrotum. Ow. This is going to leave an ugly bruise. You know, it's nice when things just work themselves out. Two idiots in England got into a minor car accident Sunday. One of them called the cops because they thought the other driver was drunk, which was true. Actually, both were drunk. When police got there, they realized both the drivers had been overserved. Not clear exactly which one of them was drunker, but it didn't really matter because they both got arrested. All right. How about this? Guy walks into a gas station in Huntsville, Alabama, with a knife on Saturday in an attempt to rob the place. But the cashier pulled out a machete and pushed a button to auto-lock the front doors. So they were locked inside together, and it was on.
Please tell me he used the line, "That's not a knife." This is a knife.
There's security footage of him getting into a knife fight while the cashier called the cops. Neither of them suffered any serious injuries. The robber, 32-year-old Seth Holcomb, he eventually broke down the doors to get out. Broke out at least one of the headlights on the car when the guy inside chased him outside, started attacking the car with a machete, smashed the windshield, slashed one of the tires, and then got into it with the guy's girlfriend, who also had a knife. They eventually drove off, but cops pulled him off nearby. Well, you asked for it, Moneypenny. Here's Crocodile.
Nick, give him your wallet.
What for?
He's got a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That's still such a great line. Well, as we continue with today's edition of Boneheads, you know, some weddings turn out better than others. Case in point, a wedding video from Washington going viral because of the bridesmaid's horrible singing. Then because the best man fainted, face planted, and, he's okay, but apparently lost some teeth. The best comments are that the song did him in, or that he took one for the team, but because at least he put a stop to the song. How horrible was it? Well, listen for yourself. Look out, there he went. He's had enough.
Water, water.
Yeah, he's going to be okay, but wow, there's a wedding video that you don't want to review again. And finally, a cow was on the loose in Indiana yesterday, blocking traffic, evading the cops. A couple videoed it from their car and couldn't stop cracking up. Because the cow was heading for Chick-fil-A.
Poor cow. just going. Okay, fine. Make a break for it. Who loses a cow in Noblesville?
Oh, I'm dying here.
Somebody have a lasso or something?
God, I got nothing.
Hey, is it like a promo for Chick-fil-A? He's running.
Where'd it go?
Yeah. He's headed across the street to Chick-fil-A.
Eat more chicken.
There you go. There is today's edition, the Tuesday version of
Boneheads in the News.
14 before 7. Be right back.
Rock on, brother.
Well, we will for the remaining, I don't know, 6-7 minutes here in the bonus hour on Tuesday. Mr. McLean, the new name for the Woodruff Road bypass should be obvious. Duh, Bob McLean Boulevard. Hadn't thought of that. Appreciate the suggestion. Capitalizing on a verbal stumble. And this guy is the past master of them. By former Vice President Joe Biden over the weekend, President Trump has officially unveiled his nickname for Joe Biden, Low IQ Individual. During a speech in Delaware to members of the state Democrat Party, Biden argued that criticism from members of the New Left, that is a term used to define progressives who align with principles espoused by Crazy Bernie, was unfounded. Biden saying, and I quote, "I'm told I get criticized by the new left. I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the, anybody who would run for the president." Because he hasn't officially announced yet. Yeah, boy, it'll be a surprise when he does, won't it? What a stunning revelation that'll be. So there's a piece that's interesting that was on the web today, and I'm not sure which site it came from. It's not really important. With a septuagenarian president preparing his reelection bid and two likely main challengers in their late 70s by 2020, Americans are facing an inevitable question. Does age matter in White House politics? Donald Trump, the oldest person ever elected U.S. president, will be 74 on Inauguration Day 2021. Two likely contenders for the Democrat nomination who lead the early polls, Crazy Bernie and Stand Up Chuck, that's Plugs Biden, will be 79 and 78, respectively. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Liar Watha, will be 71. Democrats already sport several far younger White House hopefuls, Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Buttigieg. Tossing their hats in the ring. The last time Americans elected a Democrat older than 55 to the White House, Harry Truman, 1948. As Americans mull the prospect of a president turning 80 in his first term, two images from recent days stand out. Candidate Beto O'Dork, 46, drew attention to his own comparative youth, running a 5K race at a brisk clip Saturday in Iowa, while Bernie, 31 years his senior, slipped in the shower, gashed his head, and required 7 stitches. He's been given a clean bill of health. For Biden and Sanders, their decades in the political arena mean greater name recognition among voters and valuable experience they can apply to the most powerful position on earth. It can also weigh them down as they seek to expand support and embrace modern forms of communication like social media. I don't know. I don't think it's throwing them. I think that Bernie and Uncle Joe Biden both still have places on MySpace, so they're keeping up. Sanders can appear to have more support from young people than seniors. His age doesn't matter to me. There's no reason to believe he's not healthy, said Garrick Dodson, 17, who'll be old enough to vote next year. He said Sanders inspired a whole generation of kids in the 2016 presidential race with his progressive platform, including universal health care and the fight against wealth inequality. I love Bernie and will vote for him no matter what. Well, this is what happens when you have no experience. Gradual decline, though, is inevitable. Eric DeYoung, director of geriatrics at MedStar Washington Hospital Center, said aging's effects become particularly noticeable after 80 when dementia becomes more prevalent. Organs naturally degenerate. There is neuron loss in the brain. Yeah, because as we know, the brain has neurons and morons. Blood vessels stiffen. Exercise capacity decreases. These exhausting 16 to 18-hour campaign days are going to be harder on an 80-year-old than a 50-year-old. Gee, thank you, doctor. Never would have been able to figure that on my own. DeYoung believes age is likely to play out in the 2020 campaign. People will react to an incredibly robust and energetic 75-year-old and think, wow, that guy can really handle it and keep up with everybody. Good for him. Or could play out the other way. They may reveal certain symptoms of aging of concern to the electorate. How about the fact that the Democrats' ideas are moronic? I think that may be a factor as well. Got to wrap it up for today. See you for Hump Day tomorrow. God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye. What? And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from us two.
broadcast day.
Goodbye.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.